Well, hello, hello, and welcome to episode 726 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And today, we're going to talk about how small businesses overlook their most valuable asset, discovering the dollars in your data. And we're excited because we have Dr. Michelle Josie with us in the virtual studio. But we're going to get into that right after this opening break. And this is a great time to go ahead and tag friends and bring them on in. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. And again, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the World Wide Web. Thank you for those that are live with us. Also, shout out to those that are checking out the podcast version over. You might be listening from Apple or from Spotify or from Google Play. We appreciate you certainly every single week. Those that are listening to the talk show version on Blog Talk Radio, hello, hello. Thank you for being here. And you might just be saying, hey, I'm over on YouTube. I'm on LinkedIn checking you out. We're glad to have you. Thank you so much. Matter of fact, over on YouTube, let me shout out Micro, the entrepreneur. Listen, before the show even started, she said, I might be working, but I'm making a comment. I'm going to stop by and say hello. And I'm going to check out the replay also over on YouTube. Got to give a shout out always to my sister, my blood sister, Kimberly and Deborah, always checking it in. Listen, my mom, Betty, is in the house. Hey, Tam. Hey, the candy lady. Tammy, thank you for being here. Thank you, Stacy, for being here. It was good to see you a few weeks ago. And of course, Ayana is hanging out with us, A.M. Smith and Company over on YouTube. We are glad to have you. Listen, this segment is brought to you by my sixth book collaboration that I have led, been the visionary author of. Literally, books are being delivered like as I speak. I will have my first bundle tomorrow. So all of you that did pre-orders for Position to Pivot, I am telling you, this book is going far. If you are in a space of shifting or changing, whether it's related to your business, your career, your life transitions, you need to pick up a copy of Position to Pivot. So my pre-order of people, thank you so much. You're right on the top, hot off the stack. Your orders are going out this week, and the rest of you, invite you to stop by charvette.com and just order thousands and thousands and thousands of them from us. So Position to Pivot. Shout out to all of our co-authors that are in the book collaboration with us. Hey, Angela, thanks for stopping on in. So again, you all are here for episode 726 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're going to talk about how small businesses overlook their most valuable asset, discovering the dollars in the data. All right, so let me go ahead and bring our guest up, who is in the virtual green room. Listen, she might be enjoying some virtual snacks, ready to come up and have this conversation with us. So ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce Dr. Michelle Josie, hailing from Raleigh, North Carolina. She is a statistician. She is an epidemiologist and a data scientist. And while working in corporate America, she noticed the disparity in the knowledge, specifically small businesses really had no idea how powerful data was, because the larger corporations were really using data to dominate their market. And so data science and technology, it's always growing. It's rapidly growing. It's rapidly changing. And those that are not taking advantage of it will be left behind. So Dr. Michelle is committed to using her powers as a data scientist to propel nonprofits and small businesses forward. She's also the founder of Mogul Beginnings. Put your hands together, virtual hands together, and welcome Dr. Michelle to the virtual stage. Hey there.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
We are so excited to have you. And because listen, numbers and data might not be the sexiest thing that like people want to talk about, right? But the dollar are there. So before I get ahead of myself, let me jump right in. And, you know, as they said, and I think it was it Brown Sugar or when did you fall in love with hip hop? When did you fall in love with numbers? Was that the right
one? It was Brown Sugar.
When did you fall in love with numbers?
you know, I don't know if it was one of the pivotal moment, like younger, I just was naturally good at it. Just always have been. I remember I was in fifth grade. Okay. I'm going to take you all the way back. When a lot of people turn their back on math because they introduced a fraction. But that's when I was like, oh, I got this. So we had this like 1 minute quiz and we had to do 100 times tables in 1 minute. And like most people could not do it. And guess who did it?
Let me guess. You.
Your girl. Your girl. I was just naturally good. It came easy to me. My mom, she made sure I stayed in it. Like she went to my eighth grade teacher and was like, you know, if you know any programs, you know, in mathematics, could you please just let me know? And she did. And I'm glad she did because that's what they introduced me to my alma mater, North Carolina Central University.
North Carolina.
Come on in, Raven. So that introduced me to North Carolina Central because I won, like I did this little program. I won a scholarship to a summer camp, went to North Carolina Central for 3 weeks to introduce me to the campus. Went to North Carolina Central for undergrad, and I studied to be a math teacher, Charvette.
Wow, you were the math, Miss Michelle. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so how did you transition, so from math teacher into corporate America?
Well, by the time I entered into the classroom, I already had a master's in statistics. Shout out to my mama for that, because she was like, oh my goodness.
You're babysitting. It's all good. It's reality.
Impromptu babysitting. I put cocoa melon on y'all. I needed to do the trick. But my mom, she was like, I was like, well, mom, I have to teach. And she was like, well, just go ask the dean of the school. Can you go get a master's degree? And I asked and they was like, yeah, you got 2 years. Got a master's in statistics, came back to the classroom. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I owe the state of South Carolina money. So I did one of those scholarships where, you know, you were paid by service.
Oh.
Charvette, year one. I was like, how much do I owe y'all? I was ready to throw the towel.
Wow. But I made it. Shout out to all the teachers in there.
They're still fighting a good fight.
Yeah.
But I made it through. I told them after 3 years, that's all I owe the state. I said, I'm not coming back. I didn't have a job lined up. I just knew I couldn't do that anymore. But I worked my connections. I reached back to a professor that always had my back. I was like, hey, you know, I'm looking for someone. I was going to teach myself the software. I was like, there was SAS Institute that was like down the street. I was like, I'm about to work there because apparently them people never retire, girl. They love it there. I was like, I'm about to teach myself this. I'm about to work over there. Uh-huh. So he was like, well, what do you know? And I told him what I knew. He's like, well, I have someone that's looking for that skill. Long story short, I started working over there. I became an adjunct professor and a research assistant. And my boss, she was the one to push me to go back to school for epidemiology. And so here I am.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Thank you for sharing that journey. And so, you know, as we think about like data, right? And so certainly working in corporate America, you are the founder of Mogul Beginnings. Mm-hmm. So what was the catalyst to starting Mogul Beginnings?
So at first, some people know I started out trying to do financial coaching.
Okay.
I'm not a cheerleader. You got one motivational speech out of me, and that's all I got. Other than that, I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Right.
You gonna change or you not? But I was just naturally gifted at this, and I was one of those ones that's guilty of overlooking what I'm already doing, because I do work in corporate America as a data scientist, and it's using all the skills that I learned through my whole journey. And I was like, well, I could try this. Other people was like, yes, you need to do this. Like, other people are not in this space. You need to occupy this space. And so I'd like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I did recognize there was a hole waiting to be filled by someone like me, because data is very intimidating for most people. Mm-hmm. But after, you know, I see the fruit of my labor of doing a lot of educating and talking about it, they get it. And they're like, oh, I'm starting to look at this. I'm looking at reports every day. I made this decision because I was looking at my numbers. And so it's paying off. I'm making the hard stuff easy for people out here.
Oh, good. And so why do you think small businesses overlook or don't look at the data? Well, why do you think, which is, like you say, the most valuable asset. Why don't we look at it more?
I think it's twofold. One, most entrepreneurs, it's not like we went to school to be entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? So like we're just learning on the fly. most of us are skilled at something, but not necessarily business. And so we're learning on the go. So it's not like, you know, you had a manual to follow. So that's one. And then two, even when people understand the value of data, and you know, looking at your numbers and knowing your numbers, most people are very much intimidated by math. Like just the idea of it. It's just like, I don't want to do that. That's for my accountant. That's for someone like you to do. But just because you don't, it's not your skill or your gift, it doesn't mean you can be hands off. There are too many accounts of celebrities being robbed blindly because they gave that responsibility away to someone else. And so I like to say, you're the CEO of your business. You're in charge. It is your responsibility to know what's going on. And just being able to look at a few numbers, like it doesn't have to be a lot. You don't have to look at a spreadsheet if you don't want to. Just looking at a few numbers to check the health of your business, you'll feel more empowered about the direction that you're going.
And I always say people that feel, if you don't feel empowered, you feel powerless.
Yes.
You don't feel empowered, you feel powerless. And so some people are hearing like numbers and they're thinking, okay, well, she's only talking about the money. But I'd love you to chat about like, what are the key areas that small business owners should look at related to data? Like, what are the data areas they should be looking at?
I love that you said that because you're right. A lot of people, when I say numbers, they're like, oh, I know how much, you know, this cost, I got my monthly budget, but there's so many other things. So if you have customers, everybody has customers. We want to know if they're satisfied. What's your customer satisfaction rate? Are they leaving you Google reviews? Is it a 4.5? Is it a 2? What's your net promoter score? Are they likely to recommend you? And you don't even have to do anything fancy for that. You can just ask them, how likely are you to recommend us and give them, allow them to respond? If you have employees, what is their likelihood to stay? That and the employee engagement. A lot of people ignore that, but in this day and age we're in, it's hard to keep good employees. So you want to know how they feeling. Do they likely to stay? Are they disengaged at something? Do they want to see something different? And I even like to say that data is not just numbers either. It really is any piece of information. So if a customer, you give them the opportunity to respond about how you performed your service, if they say, I didn't like this aspect, that gives you opportunity to fix something. It's not a number, but it's helpful.
And it's data. It really is data. And I am always saying, and my customers know, from a marketing standpoint, we are always I'm always talking about marketing is about testing and marketing, and you're getting research, you're getting data. And literally, oh my goodness, one of my customers, one of her clients was telling her, hey, XYZ, XYZ. And so she was like, Charvette, I heard you in my head. Like, that's data. That was marketing data that I was getting. So even in the marketing space, shout out to those that connect with us and that are listening over in Marketing Tips with Charvette. Your audience is giving you data related to your marketing as well. And so I love that. I love that. And they're fine. They're fine. This is reality. she's auntie babysitting.
I am. The headphone fell out the iPad, y'all. Y'all getting a play-by-play.
Play-by-play. It's all good. And so Mogul Beginning, so tell us, how do you work with entrepreneurs? Like what type of services do you provide?
So I provide services, I guess a range based on where you are. So the easiest thing is sometimes it's a strategy call. She can't reach her cup, y'all. Give me just a second.
Listen, reality TV. This is actually a good space to, we're going to do a quick commercial break. For those of you that are brand spanking new to us, check out a little bit about Charvette Mitchell and Mitchell Productions. Imagine what it would feel like to throw a spotlight on your business and draw attention to the great services you offer. Picture having the tools and strategies to elevate the marketing of your business. That's the mission of Mitchell Productions. We consult with women entrepreneurs and a few lucky men to help them get more customers by focusing on their visibility, their marketing, and their branding. And working with us, our clients generate more revenue and increase their brand awareness. We do this in a couple of ways with consulting services, the Platform Builder Group Coaching Program, pop-up conferences, book collaborations, and the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell, your online marketing strategist, your overwhelm eliminator, your platform builder, and your confidence igniter. Let's schedule a meet and greet call so that we can accelerate your marketing. All right, there you go. And you can go to Charvette.com and schedule a meet and greet call, Charvette.com, or you can go to callcharvette.com. Look down below if you are on YouTube, down below in the show notes, there's connection points for us. Also, if you're listening to the podcast version, look down below in the show notes. You'll see the full bio for our guests, links for our guests, and links to connect with us. So let's keep this conversation going. We're going to bring Dr. Michelle back into the virtual studio, keeping it live and keeping it going here. I love it. Listen, it is all good. And so you were talking about the services. So you start with a strategy call to kind of hear what people need. Yeah.
So depending on what size you are, so my smaller organizations, I like to say mission-driven organizations, because that's both nonprofit and for-profit. Most of the business owners that I meet have an underlying mission and goal. And so I just want to help them reach it. But sometimes they don't necessarily have a larger budget. So it's like, let's just start with a strategy call. Let's get what's out of your head onto a paper, whether that's creating some surveys, putting some systems in place, using the data to set up an automation. Because sometimes you just need to take what you already have. Like, you already have something, but let's just actually use it in a way that can make you money. So let me give you a quick example.
Yeah.
So people that take discovery calls or have some type of service where you have to meet people first, and before you perform the service, it may not be beneficial to meet with everybody on the call because your time is valuable. And so just being able to use piece of information to determine who I want to talk to, who I don't. Very simple thing. And, and the strategy call can help solve, like when I say it's the simplest, it could be the simplest thing for me, but for you, it's just like, oh my gosh, I never thought about it. And it costs you a little bit, but could get you so much. So that's for my smaller organizations.
Yeah.
And then for my larger ones, I do things like dashboards. So remember I said you don't have to look at a spreadsheet. For my CEOs, I have CEO dashboards. I'm coming up with a cool name for it. I was tasked to do that. But those CEO dashboards, that allows you to see your whole business at a high level. So it's like, I'm going to see what's my sales look like? What's our conversion rates looking like? What's our employee performance looking like at a high level? So that way you're not bogged down with all the, you know, these, what they call minutia.
Yeah.
All that extra stuff. So that's a really powerful it's actually a product that you get to have. It's a digital product that you get to have that's refreshed whenever you want. So you always know what's going on in your business. And then finally, my other signature one is an impact report. So especially for those organizations that secure funding grants, or you are answering to, like, if you're like a CDFI, one of those funding institutions, and you're getting your money from somewhere else. Those impact reports are really powerful because one, it makes writing a new grant really easy because it's everything you did, and it creates transparency and gets you a moment to brag on yourself because you get to see all the hard work that you've done. So those are like my signature services.
All right. Wonderful. And so jump over to mogulbeginnings.com and find out more. We've also tagged Dr. Michelle in a couple places. So you can connect with her online. And so we said, and those that are just coming in and popping on in, hey, we are glad to have you. Our conversation is here, how small businesses overlook their most valuable asset, discovering the dollars in your data. And so how does looking at data and the frequency of you looking at it? And again, we've already established it's not just the money, but information, how does that impact and can impact revenue and dollars?
That's a really good question. Yeah. The one thing that it does that is really a catalyst for everything else is it helps you make good decisions. So instead of you just kind of doing things off of a hunch or everyone else is doing it, or it's a trendy thing to do, I call that being reactive. You're just kind of doing it. You're kind of going along to get along. But when you're actually looking at your data, so I'll use a really example that's really top of mind for me. I was talking to a business owner and she said, my avatar changed. So she was like, I'm so used to serving this particular customer. But because I was collecting the information on who was showing up, she realized that another avatar kind of emerged. So when it's time to do that marketing, you're no longer just talking to the old person, you're talking to the new person. And so having that information there, that means everything, especially for marketing. You got to make those dollars count because marketing is not getting cheaper. Okay.
Right.
don't know if you got to spend the money. We want to make sure we're talking to the right people. We talk to the right people. We're saying the right things to those people. That will equate to getting more money into your business. So that's just one practical example, but it all goes back to a decision. You want to make sure you're doing the right thing at the right time, and having data in front of you helps you do that.
Yeah. You know, one time I was working with a client who did a webinar, and she said, oh, you know, I got customers from the webinar, and, you know, it was a great experience. And then she was doing something else. She was off. She was going to do something else. And so I said, well, why aren't we doing the webinar again? Because you have the data. So, you know, and as simple as that is, we have these conversations, like, you have the data that tells you you did a webinar, you got customers. Then let's do that again, because the data is showing us that that was something that works. So I hope that people are that are listening and thinking, you know, as we have this conversation, like, this is these are the types of things and the types of decisions that you make with the data that you have. And so how often should people be looking at data? You do dashboards, you have this, you know, you have these great reports that you do, but how often should people be looking at their data?
I'll say for something like if you're doing a webinar, since you just mentioned it, that's something you should be looking at daily. So if you're running ads for your webinar, at the minimum daily, because we need to see how we're performing. Because if you need to make a pivot, because I have done that, Charvette. Yeah. I'm running ads and my conversions were horrible. Okay.
Yeah.
Horrible. So clearly I was not reaching the right people. I was like, you know what? It's not worth me trying to continue this route because it's not working. I'm not going to waste my time and any more money. So I was looking at that daily. I have tons of examples of people were looking at things daily and they were able to turn it off, put some more gas on it. Cause sometimes that's what it is. I want to put more gas on it. I'm sorry, not right now. Here, take and go back, watch Coco Melon. but yeah, and then for other things like revenue, you can look at that daily, but weekly is fine. Like, you have your weekly team meetings. You can look at that and let's see where we are for the week. I hear business owners doing that, and that's been really instrumental in steering the conversations during those weekly meetings. So I'll say weekly at the minimum, because you can, again, you want to give yourself enough time to change direction if you need to. If you need to pivot what you're doing, you do not want to wait until it's too late, okay?
That was a great plug. This segment is brought to you by my 6th book collaboration, Position to Pivot: Empowering Strategies for Your Next Chapter. I will have the shipment tomorrow. So shout out to those that were on board with us for pre-orders. You're going to get your books right away. And the rest of you can just jump over to charvette.com and order thousands and thousands and thousands. just order thousands and thousands. Now, I do want to mention grants, because there are people that are, you know, business owners. We appeal to business owners, those that are going in that space. And thank you, Carla R. Jenkins, for retweeting on Twitter. We thank you for that. And so talk a little bit about the space, the work you've done in the grant space, and how data plays a role with, like, grant applications and things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So this is what I say. Grants and data go together real bad, okay?
Real bad.
So if you actually talk to grant writers, people that are in the grant world, they will tell you that the key thing that a lot of applications are missing really is data. How sometimes it's just establishing that there is a problem that you are trying to solve. And so that's one thing that I do with my clients is, let's actually tell this narrative that you are the solution to an actual problem. So that's one. And then if you've been in existence for a while, you've ran some programs and some activities, well, let's see the impact that you've actually made on that community that you said needed your help. And so being able to infuse that information, that's what impact reports are for, because you can take that, give that to your grant writer and say, this is everything we've done this year. This is how we spend the money, so forth. But being able to take that to a grant writer and say, we want to apply for this grant. We're a good fit. This is the work that we've done in this community. They can literally wow the reviewers and the funders, because you're showing that this audience has a need. I have a solution, and this is what we already done.
Oh, that's
it! Literally writes itself.
Yeah, I see the hearts. I see hearts coming up for that. Awesome. Can people work with you related to grants?
Absolutely. Great. So if you reach out to me, if you go on mogulbeginnings.com, there, my email's there. You can reach out to me at info@mogulbeginnings.com. And I have a partner that I work closely with, where we do the grants and data thing. And we love to help people. Like when I say we love to help people, we have things going on all the time for every budget because we want to see more of you guys that are doing great work in your community. Get the funding so you can continue to do great work in your community.
Yeah. And you can discover the dollars in your data. There you go. How can viewers connect with you on social media and all those good things?
Yeah. So I'm everywhere at Mogul Beginnings, M-O-G-U-L Beginnings, everywhere.
Check there. And if you're listening or watching from Charvette.com, we have Dr. Michelle's full bio, connection points and links there. Look down below in the show notes. Look down below in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, look in the show notes. Also hit subscribe while you're over there because I know you love this content. So my last question for you, Dr. Michelle Josie, the goal of this show is to motivate, excite and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I'll say this. So even though my goal is to help mission-driven organizations, my underlying vision for my data consulting company is to create more Dr. Michelles out there. So in the data and tech world, there's not a lot of diversity. It's not a lot of, I'll say Black people because it's brown people, but it's not a lot of African-Americans in that space. I'm constantly the only one. And then I'm a woman too when I go into those rooms. And so what motivates me and inspires me is to continue on to grow my business so that way I can train the next generation of Black data professionals because it's a very lucrative field. And I'm going to always care about generational wealth, like always. I started my entrepreneurial journey on that and I still care about it. And so this is a way that they can have a lucrative career to start to create that wealth. I'm like, y'all missing out. I just want to bring more of them on over.
Well, thank you for representing well and for making it fun and not stuffy. You know, sometimes you might think it's, you know, somebody that's doing data. They just, you know, they got glasses
they
on.
And people are just shocked.
You know, just holding, you know, just kind of, although y'all know I look cute with the, wait a minute now, don't act like I don't look cute with my glasses. You know, it's a, people have a perception in their head. So
we
thank you so much for being here and having this great conversation. And your niece was no problem at all. We love reality TV, reality radio over here. And we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much.
All right. You are welcome. All right, y'all. What a great episode. And hopefully all of you are thinking about data. Or data. Some people could argue, is it data? Is it data? Whichever. I should have asked that while Dr. Michelle was here. But anyway, whichever way you say it, hopefully you're thinking about all of the places where your business is giving you information, and that information and that data is you're going to be able to discover some dollars in that information, in that data, and hopefully make some better and great decisions. Again, thank you so much for those that pre-ordered Position to Pivot, my sixth book collaboration that I've led as a visionary author. I will have the shipment, the books in my hands as of tomorrow. I'll be shipping out pre-orders. So thank you for those. And the rest of you who you were like, you know what? I just wanted to wait till you got the book. That's the only thing I was waiting for. Sis, bro, jump in to Charvette.com and place your order so we can get just hundreds and thousands of books out to you all. Again, anyone that is thinking of or transitioning, feeling any type of transition or move or shift with career, business or life, this book, Position to Pivot, you want to have a copy of that. All right, it's a wrap. We'll see you all later on the web. Thank you so much for being here. Comment below if you were brand new and you're like, hey, I'm just hearing this and just finding out about it. Let us know. We want to come back and give you some love in the chat. Again, I am Charvette Mitchell, founder and CEO of Mitchell Productions. We are a marketing and professional development firm. We work with high achieving women entrepreneurs to help them establish their online presence, their brand, so that they generate more revenue and attract the clients that they want to work with. We'll see you all later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.